Nolte, miserable Chicagoans drop Mayor Brandon Johnson's approval rating to 28%. By John Nolte on November 15, 2023. In Wednesday's glorious edition of Democrats Getting What They Voted For, newly elected Democrat Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has an approval rating of just 28%. Throws back head and laughs maniacally. Echelon Insights polled 800 registered voters in Chicago between October 18 and 22. So how is it possible that Johnson, who won a majority just 7 short months ago, is now sitting with a dismal 28% approval rating, which is only 1 point higher than Lori Lightfoot, the sitting mayor he defeated, had in February 2023, which was only 1 month before she lost her re-election campaign? I think the answer to this disconnect is obvious. In Chicago, dead people can vote, but dead people cannot be polled over the telephone. When asked about Chicago's worst issues, 69% of those polled said crime. That's only a 2-point decrease since February. Then came high taxes, 31%, and homelessness, 20%. Everything else was under 15%. Chicago lawless, Tesla driver smashes into vehicles fleeing mob attacking car. When asked how Mayor Johnson is doing on those top three issues, only 21% approved of the job he is doing on crime, while 66% disapproved. On economic development, only 32% approved, while 43% disapproved. On housing and homelessness, only 18% approved, while 63% disapproved. On the specific issue of management of immigrants transported to the city, only 23% approved, while 64% disapproved. This question relates directly to his fraudulency. Joe Biden, throwing the southern border wide open to millions of unvetted, third-world illegal aliens. Exclusive, 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. On that same question, living Chicago voters were asked, how do you feel about Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed plan to house migrants in base camps made up of large, heated tents in various parts of Chicago? Only 28% approved, while 63% disapproved. Those who said they strongly oppose on this question made up nearly half, 46%. When asked if they supported or opposed Chicago's status as a sanctuary city, a majority of 52% opposed, while 42% supported. In February 2023, the month before Chicago voted Lightfoot out, 28% said the city was headed in the right direction. That number has now dropped to just 20%, while 65% say things are headed in the wrong direction. How dumb are the voters of Chicago, I mean, the living ones? This dumb. They boot the left-wing radical Lightfoot for launching the destruction of the city. Then they turn around and elect a guy who's even more radical. Oh, and now the dummies are unhappy. Booted the who, dummies? You see, that's what I don't get about urban Democrats. This poll clarifies how unhappy they are, but they refuse to change course. It's all falling down around them, and they refuse to change course. What's even funnier is that Chicago had the choice of a more moderate Democrat. The race came down to the radical Johnson and the moderate Paul Vallas. The idiots went for the radical. And here's why I don't feel even a little sorry for Chicagoans. Mayor Johnson never hid his radical beliefs. While running, he attacked the already soft on crime Lightfoot for not being serious about defunding the police, something he calls a real political goal. Now that cash bail has been eliminated statewide, it hurts Chicago more than any other city. Only 35% of Chicagoans support that policy, but the Democrat governor who instituted that suicide pact won around 80% of the vote in Cook County, which is where Chicago sits. This poll tells us that Chicagoans are getting exactly what they voted for and are quite upset over it, which tells you just how damaged Democrats are. They are so brainwashed they won't even vote to save themselves. Hey, I could not care less. I live here. Chicago is not my problem. Chicago is the problem of Chicagoans, and if they don't care, why should I? This is a free country. Chicagoans have every right to destroy their city. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.